Okay, so the headline is Agent Radio boosts AI task accuracy by 92%, and you have a face right now.
I do have a face, because 92% is a relative number off a 32% baseline. The actual resolved task rate goes from 32.3 to 62.1 on SWE-Atlas Q&A. That is genuinely good, but it is not 92% of anything a normal person would call accuracy.
Right.
And Sweaty-Atlas Q&A is a real benchmark. Long horizon questions over live production repos. Agents have to actually run the software and trace execution paths, not just read the code. So the result is interesting. I just want to separate the result from the frame the headline puts on it.
Okay, fair. But here's where I want to push back. 62% with four agents on Opus 4.6, beating 57% with a single agent on Opus 4.8. is actually the more interesting comparison to me. You got a better result with an older, cheaper model by changing the coordination layer.
That part I'll give you, that's the mechanistic claim that's actually legible. Coordination structure can outcompete raw model scale on this class of task. What I'm picking at is whether codebase understanding is the right general frame or whether this is a very specific win on a very specific task shape. The subtasks have to be highly interdependent for Agent Radio to matter.
Yeah, that's real. But the ablation shows this, the B0 to L1 to L2 to L3, LADA isolates each piece on identical harness settings. You can see exactly where the gain comes from. And the Minio example is the part that really lands it. Two agents independently discover they need the same server-side logs mid-execution. Can't tell each other, one gives up privately, and at the review phase, the whole team unanimously picks the wrong answer.
That's not a model failure, that's a timing failure, and that's the actual novelty, passive awareness. Agents can keep working while a watcher process is listening in the background. The send but send primitive doesn't block. Every other multi-agent setup either has agents completely isolated or they stop and wait for a round boundary. And the paper's point is that waiting until the round boundary is expensive when the value of a discovery expires before that.
Exactly. My remaining skepticism is about what it costs to run this in practice. Fixed four-agent team, five-phase protocol, that's a research artifact. And you still need a thin orchestration adapter to start the workers. Assign identities, connect them to the shared server, synthesize at the end.
It's not nothing, but it's also, it's shell scripts, Draco. The integration is three shell scripts, one per primitive. It's Apache 2.0 on GitHub. If you're already running Claude Code or Codex CLI and you want lateral channels between your agents, this is a pretty low bar to clear.
You're kidding.
I'm not. The harnesses themselves need no changes. The agents get their instructions in the system prompt. The only hard requirement is that the harness can run a shell command as a background task.
Okay, that is genuinely lighter than I assumed. If it's actually harness agnostic at that level, the adoption story is different.
That's the product signal I keep coming back to. This isn't a new framework you adopt. It's a message bus you bolt onto the coordination layer you already have. Teams already running multi-agent coding setups who are watching their agents step on each other, they have the harness. They just don't have the lateral channel. That's a real gap and a real buyer.
I'll concede the architecture is novel and the result is real. My lingering thing is 62% on SWE-Atlas Q&A means 38% of tasks still fail, even with all of this. In the DeepSeek V4 Pro numbers, 29 to 50.8 are interesting because that's a cheaper backbone. If you can get the coordination gain with a lower cost model, the cost curve looks a lot better.
So where do you actually land? Because you came in with the skeptic face and you've moved at least a little.
The timing insight is real. An agent that is working cannot also be listening. That's a genuine gap in current systems and they fix it with something lightweight. I'd want to see this on messy or non-research deployments before I'd call it solved, and I want the cost numbers. But it's not vaporware and the ablation is honest.
I'll take that as a Draco endorsement. The repo is called Agent Radio under the Coral Protocol org on GitHub if anyone wants to poke at it. I'll drop the link in the show notes. And honestly, this is exactly the kind of infrastructure bet that doesn't get a flashy announcement but ends up being load-bearing for whoever grabs it early.
The boring controls win again. You're going to make me say that every episode, aren't you?
It keeps being true, Draco. It keeps being true.